Okay, so let's sum up on values. And really, there's five key things that I want you to keep in mind when it comes to values. The first is everything we think, say, and do is filtered by our values. Our values are running the show. And when we're not aware of it, it means that something that we're not aware of is running the show. So we want to make sure that it's clear and that you understand what's driving your wealth holder in terms of how they want things to happen. The second is that when our actions are in alignment with our values, we gain a sense of success and trust. So when I feel like you really understand and are respecting my values, does the opportunity for trust go up or down? Well, it goes up for sure. The third is that goals are more likely to be achieved when values are honored. For a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is as a wealth holder, I'm more likely to act on it. I believe in them. The fourth is that knowing and acknowledging values keeps people on their best path. And the last one is discover their values. The purpose of it is to improve the results that they get. It's to improve the results that they get. The side effect is it'll probably improve your results, but the purpose is to improve the results that they get in the areas of life that are truly important to them. Values aren't a fluffy thing. They're a tough thing. And if you're the kind of advisor that can actually execute on this over and over, you're going to watch as the quality of the relationships you have with your clients goes up and goes up. Their willingness to introduce you to others goes up. The quality of the results that you're getting improves. And actually the speed of interaction that happens once clients actually receive your plan and they move toward execution, that speed goes up and up as well. Values is powerful. And now you know how to use them.